The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now, testimony continues in the ongoing trial of the man who stabbed the celebrated author Salman Rushdie. Hadi Mattar is accused of stabbing Rushdie. He's pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder and assault. Rushdie was actually stabbed over 12 times in New York, which left him blind in one eye. Also in New York, six prosecutors, including acting attorney, U.S. Attorney General, have resigned after instructions to drop a controversial case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. We want to talk about all of that with Harriet Alexander, U.S. senior feature correspondent for The Times and The Sunday Times, who's on the line. Harriet, good morning.
Hello, hi.
Now, talk to me about Salman Rushdie, first of all. The trial is ongoing, and the testimony he's been given was actually quite harrowing.
Yes, it was. It was. So the trial began on Monday, and Salman Rushdie took the stand on Tuesday. He was talking about, he said he thought that he was going to die at that point. He describes how he was speaking, and then somebody stormed onto the stage and began attacking him. He said he didn't initially realize what was happening, but he awoke to find himself in what he described as a lake of blood. And he said that he looked up and saw somebody who looked quite ferocious attacking him. And he also showed the jury, he took off his glasses because, as you said, he's been left blind by this attack in one eye. So he took off his glasses, which have a tinted lens, to show them the damage to his eye socket. So it was pretty gruesome testimony, I have to say.
Yeah, before this, he'd actually described the incident with his eye as looking at his eye. It was dangling from the socket like a soft boiled egg, which is a pretty gruesome kind of situation. He thought he was dying.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes. Of course, this is somebody who is no stranger to threats to his life. And that, of course, is why he was actually speaking at the Institute in upstate New York. He was talking about what it was like. And he had said that, you know, he felt that the threat had receded in recent decades. That's how long it's been going on. And that he was able to live a fairly normal life. But the irony is that, of course, is when the attack happened.
Now, he published The Satanic Verses in 1988. And it was at that time that the Ayatollah Khomeini called for his death, issuing a fatwa. But that fatwa, I thought it had been removed in the subsequent years, but certainly the message didn't get through to the man who's alleged to be his attacker. What about the man himself? Was he apprehended at the scene and therefore rendering his plea of not guilty to assault, whatever about attempted murder, rendering it rather strange?
Yes, he was arrested at the scene. We actually heard on yesterday from one of the state troopers who was on the scene and who handcuffed him. He described what it was like restraining him. He said to this 27-year-old from New Jersey, what is your name? And he said, my name's Hadi, which it was. He said, I've got a backpack over there. And the state trooper asked him, is there a bomb in there? And he said, no, there's no guns either, but there are knives. And he said, there is an ID in there, but it's fake. So, providing an awful lot of detail, which actually turned out to be true.
When will the trial finish, do you think?
So we've been told that it's going to go on until at least the end of next week. We were told 2 weeks, so there will be another week of evidence to come.
And what are the prosecution looking for in this case?
So they are absolutely looking for life in prison, but there will also be a separate federal case on terrorism charges.
Now, moving on to the other story about the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, and moves by the Justice Department to have the case against him at least put on hold, if not dismissed entirely, on foot of his cooperation in combating immigration. And as a result of that, the acting attorney has just said, no, we're not doing it, and resigned.
Yes, yes. I mean, this is really a story that has gripped New York, and I have to say, put the city in a pretty unfavorable light. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, he is a former policeman, and he has made a big point of being a break with the past, and of being somebody who's going to respect law enforcement as a former policeman. He was charged in September with bribery and with corruption, with essentially taking kickbacks from Turkish officials to secure benefits for Turkey in New York City. So he was charged in September, but since then he has certainly, I think it's safe to say, been making overtures towards Donald Trump. And on Monday, it was announced that actually the charges against him were going to be dropped. As a result, on Thursday, the top prosecutor in New York, Danielle Sassoon, she resigned, a very strongly worded resignation letter saying she objected to these charges being dropped. And the bombshell that she left was that actually they were preparing to file yet more charges against Eric Adams of destroying evidence and lying to the FBI. So she has resigned, and other members of her team have done similarly.
But does that simply mean that the new Trump Department of Justice gets its way?
Well, it does for now. Yes, it does for now. Absolutely. I mean, but it's very true that there's a huge cloud over these whole proceedings. She said that there had been essentially a quid pro quo, that Eric Adams's lawyers had argued that Adams can't be prosecuted because he needs to stay in the job and to help Donald Trump with his work in deporting illegal migrants from New York City. But Eric Adams denied that that had happened. He said that Trump agreed essentially with him that he was the victim of political persecution by Joe Biden, because Adams, who's a Democrat, had criticized Joe Biden for the immigration policies at a federal level.
Isn't Adams also a pal of Trump's from way back?
Well, I mean, they are both New Yorkers. So how much they were friends is hard to tell. I mean, certainly they're friends now. There's even Eric Adams is looking to run for re-election next year. There's even talk that he might run as a Republican, despite having been a Democrat all of his life. I mean, we don't know, but they were friends before. But certainly Adams is a canny operator, and this has very much worked in his favor.
Do you know, do they grow bananas in America?
Do they what, sorry?
Grow bananas in America, because it's becoming a banana republic, metaphorically. And I'm just wondering, do they have such a crop in Florida or California?
Certainly at Puerto Rico, they would do down there. Florida, I'm absolutely not an agricultural expert. That's the citrus state for sure. So they may well do.
Harriet Alexander, thank you very much for joining us. Harriet is U.S. Senior Features Editor for The Times and The Sunday Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.